Step right up. We bring to you the finest entertainment, and I am pleased to be your humble servant. Accept our hospitality, indulge in abnormality. Step right up. We've something here for everyone's enjoyment. I do this as a gift, not for employment. A portrait of insanity, approached with pure humanity. Come see our girls, crazy girls. If you're willing to be thrilled, this is a hell of a ride. Those girls, crazy girls.
Well, here we are again, and today I bring you a little bit of a review, a big review, I guess, of Molly Squidpidge and one of her possible crews, or two, I should say. Molly is quite different master from Malifaux. She used to be a henchman, and now she's a master, and she's got two different ways you can run her. Depends on your crew selection. I will be covering Molly, going over the bells, and of course, the doxies. Then we'll be going over horrors today. We'll save the spirits for coming up soon, because I'm going to cover Karai, and she'll cover all the spirits. And there's a lot of overlay between the both of them. Matter of fact, even in the Rising the Crossroads book, there's a cool story with Molly and Karai in it, so it's pretty cool. As for what I've been doing, I've been working. This is my going on Christmas break after today, from work anyway. And let's see, been painting some zombie side figures. I picked up, I picked up the Shaun of the Dead figure, Wolowitz, Ross, which is Walter off of the Big Lebowski. I also picked up Gary, which is the dude off the Big Lebowski. So I'm painting up Ross and Gary, because those are the two guys I want to play. I love that movie. It's my Christmas choice movie, The Big Lebowski. I've had some requests that I go over and talk about battle reports, and or, you know, like playing a game of Malifaux. I'll hopefully go ahead and do that throughout the Christmas break, as my buddy Chad get together, and I'll cover my Victoria crew, what I pick in it, go over schemes and strategies that we chose, and I'll actually go over overlay of the game, and you can pretty much see how bad I suck with them. I guess they were auto win, just point and click, but I can screw that up. So let's go ahead and get on with Molly. Everyone remembers her as, and still is, everyone's favorite undead reporter. Seamus killed her. She died a couple times. He raised her with a Gorgon's tear. She was a henchman. Now she's a master. And she's pretty cool, too. In 1.5, I was trying to use her. Working on a crew. And I've got my, you know, I got my necrotic machine almost painted up. She's 80% painted. I got my Krulligans painted. Did nothing with the whatchamacallit. Damn it. Rogue Necromancy. Thank you. Put them together, didn't do anything yet. About Yen, and about the University of Transmortis. I thought it was pretty cool, because the University of Transmortis, at the time, I believe, had version 2 cards, but then they went ahead and changed that. So, had to wait for the new cards to come out, and, well, here we go. Let's see, Molly Squidpidge. I don't know. As for a master, I think she's really flavorful. A nice summon master and support master. She'll be summoning things. She doesn't need corpse counters to summon them. She'll be summoning them based on her suits and levels of what she's summoning. Whether it's based on her upgrades. Whether you play pick the one that summons spirits or the one that summons horrors. But we'll get more in depth of that. I'll cover just the one that covers horrors today, like over upgrades. Then when we do Karai, I'll do a little flashback to like, and boom, this is Molly, she can do that. I don't know. We'll see how it works. We'll see if I just fly out in the mouth, and this is what I do. Let's see. As for her stats, she's got 3 cash. She's a Bell Whore, Master Undead. She's got Defense 6 with Crow, Willpower 6, Wounds 10, Walk 5, No Charge, Height 2. She's got Black Blood. And that basically means that when anyone does one wound to her, whenever she takes damage, a single wound, you know, from the... A single wound can go right back to the person who hit her, so it's kind of like blood spray back off on her. She's got Accomplish. After the model ends its activation, a friendly model within 6 inches may activate as a friendly as a chain reaction, and that's pretty cool. Because once we get into the one slot left behind, it really plays into the strength of Accomplice with Molly anyway. She's got Masterful Dead. Defense, Willpower, it needs Crow, so her defense will have it built in. After this model suffers damage, you may discard 2 cards to reduce the damage to 1. So that's pretty cool. You're playing somebody who's coming in with, like, Lady J, slaps out the Red Joker and thinks that's going to kill you. Bam, you just give him a big old finger and say, Masterful Dead, bitches. And she's got Impossible to Wound. Damage flips against this model suffer negative flip, and they can never be cheated. So she's got a little bit of staying power for pretty much. I was going to say for the most part, but it is what it is. Let's see, Impossible Wound, you know. Let's see, she's got for attack action, she's got Whispered Secrets. The target, the model gains the following condition to end the turn. Terrible Truth. This model suffers negative flip on all duels. This action may only be taken once per turn. That's cool, you know, you can go attack, damage, all duels, Willpower. She's got Revelation. It's got casting of 7 with a Crow. Range 8. And let's see. And they suffer 2, 3, 4 damage. If moderate damage is flipped, they gain slow or paralyzed if it's severe. So that's pretty cool. She's got a couple triggers. The first one's with a Crow, Lost Toys. This trigger is built in, so when you damage an enemy, draw a card and discard a card. Give it a little bit of hand manipulation. She's got a mask. She's got I'll Be There. After damaging, push this model up to 5 inches in any direction. So, that's pretty cool. You know, it's a push, not a walk, so you get extra movement out of it and stuff. And with a ram, she's got intensity. After damaging an enemy, this model heals 2 damage. And you can always use extra wounds on your master. Simple as that. For tactical actions. Now this one's a little bit wordy, but this is what we got. The ones left behind. It's casting of a 6 Crow. Target number special. Range is 6. Name a Resurrectionist Bell Minion model. The target number of this action is 10 Crow. Plus the Soulstone cost of the name model. Summoned of that type. Within range and line of sight. It suffers damage equal to its wounds, which may not be reduced, ignoring hard to kill and black blood. The summon model prevents 1 damage for each enemy model within 3 inches of it. Then every enemy model within 3 inches of it must have pass a 15 willpower duel or suffer 1 damage. So don't forget, you can tag this along with Whispered Secret to give him -1 on the duels. You know, you can get a little bit on that. So basically what it is. Let's go ahead and flip to Dead Doxy. Okay. Let's say Molly's going to go ahead and do the ones that left behind and summon Dead Doxy. She's got a cast of 6 with a Crow. So she wants to summon Dead Doxy. So target number is 12 because Dead Doxy is 6. And she needs a second Crow. So she's going to have to either have it in there in the flip or cheat it with the Soulstone. Or add the suit with the Soulstone. Now, the Dead Doxy will come in with 0 wounds. Now, if it's only adjacent to 1 model, it comes back with 0 wounds, add 1. And now, if it had 2 models, it would be 2, and vice versa, so on and so on. So, that's pretty cool. And also, right then and there, after she's done doing that, if that's the last action, she can accomplish. So, if she brings in something that's a little bit more of a beat stick, or she wants to pull in, say, a rotten bell, she can lure something into it. So that's pretty cool. And for Cyril Axon, she's got Imbue Vigor. Cast number 6 with a crow. Target number 15, crow and ram. Target minion model gains the reactivate condition. Now, if you happen to get a mask on all that after succeeding, if the target is a horror, spirit, or a bow, push it up to 3 inches in any direction. So that's Molly's base stats for her cards and everything. Let's see. Whispers of the Past. Oh, that's all the other ones we'll get to. So that's Molly. Going through the book, we're going to go through when we got her totem, which is the Necrotic Machine. And this guy's pretty cool. In his stories, he's pretty neat, too. I'm going to have to model mine with a little pink bow on its head, because if you read those stories from the first book, I forgot what book it was, but anyway, she finds out it's a girl, and she puts a part of her dress on it in a bow. This thing's a minion construct, totem, Molly, rare one, horror, spirit. Costs 2 soul stones, 5 defense, 4 willpower, 4 wounds, 5 walk, 5 charge, height 2. It's got the crawling terror of its abilities. At the start of this model's activation, it can discard a card or a corpse marker within 6 inches in line of sight to add a plus crow to all of its final dual totals for the remainder of its activation. It's got insignificant. We know what that is. Molly's little secret. Only Molly may summon this model. When this model is summoned by the Ones Left Behind action, is placed within 10 inches instead of 6, then all other friendlies totems are sacrificed. And this is Molly's favorite toy. After a friendly Molly in play finishes its activation, this model may immediately activate as a chain action. Not too bad. For its attack actions, it's got Necrotic Injection. MI5 with crow. Resists defense. Target suffers 1/1/6 damage. That's it. It's got some triggers, of course. It's got infect. After succeeding the target, gains the poison 1 condition and a number of times equal to the number of crows in the final duel. With 2 crows, it's got foul injection. After succeeding, target gains the following condition to end the game: black blood. All models without black blood within the suffer is black blood. And for 2 more crows as well, so you gotta pick what trigger you're gonna do. We got after succeeding, the target must discard a card and suffer 1 damage or gain the paralyzed condition. That's infectious fluid. Not too bad. It's got a tactical action, 0, brethren, with a cast of 4 crow. Target number 11, crow. All friendly bell, spirit, and horror models in range may push up to 4 inches towards this model. So, gives you a little bit more movement out of your crew, so that's always good. Next up we have Philip and the nanny. Philip used to be the head that Molly's carrying around. He babbles, he talks, he doesn't walk. But, a pretty integral part of Molly's squid pigeon story. I like the old sculpt with Molly holding the head, the new one she's dancing around, but now Philip and the nanny are their own models. This is Henchman, Spirit Horror. Costs 8 soul stones for cash 5. 6 defense, 5 willpower, 7 wounds, 6 walk, no charge, height 2. Abilities are Pram. When this model is moved or pushed by another friendly model, it may be moved or pushed an additional 2 inches. Heart of Wound, manipulative 13. Attack actions are Protect My Philip. It's range 1 with 2, 3, 4 damage. With an effect trigger, just like the Necrotic Machine, and with a tome, it's got Touched. After succeeding, place a friendly scheme marker in base contact with the target. Let's see, Philip and the nanny have lost knowledge. Discard a friendly scheme marker within 6 inches. Draw 2 cards and discard 1 card. A little bit more. I don't know. I'm having a hard time getting my head around this model. So if I don't seem very impressed with it, because I don't know really what to do. It is on a 50mm base. It's a henchman. I'm going to get it, but I don't know how much I'll play it. But anyway, new friends to talk to. Casting of a 6, target number 10, range 6. Target an enemy scheme marker. Place corpse marker in base contact with the target, then discard the target. And with a crow, it's got, hello, you. After succeeding, take this action again. This model may not declare triggers. So, there we go. That's Philip. I'm sure I will go ahead. Oh, sorry. He's got, so what brings you to these parts? Sorry. Tactical action. This model gains the following condition to end the turn. Chatty. Enemy models within 6 inches may not take interact actions. It's the only thing I really get out of it right now. So if anyone's got some cool whatever for Philip and Annie, let me know. I'll gladly listen or read. Let's see, we got the Valedictorian, but I'm going to wait because I want to go over that with all the horrors for all the students, I guess. We have the Rogue Necromancy. This is an Enforcer, cost 10. Defense 4, 5. Willpower, 10 wounds, 5 walk, 6 charge, height 3. It's 3-headed. It gains a plus 2 to attack and damage flips while it has 5 or more wounds remaining. It's terrifying 13. It's got small fear. Once per turn, when enemy model within 6 loses a willpower duel, this model may immediately take one M1 action, MI action after resolving a cur action. It's got impossible to wound. So just like Molly, he's going to be sticking around a little bit, but not obviously as much as Molly, but is what it is. Let's see. He's got monstrous claws. It's a 3-5-6 damage with 2 triggers. One with a Crow Ram, Ren Flesh, damage flip remains a plus. Damage flip receives a plus, sorry. And just an effect with a crow, which it has, the poison condition again. Attack action, it has a range of 12. Target number 10 with a crow. 3-3-4 damage, or 3 blast, 4 blast. This action may only be taken one per phase, and of course it can affect you too. Giving you a little bit of range and a little bit of durability with this Enforcer, but I would certainly hope so for 10 soul stones. This guy also has Stalk. This model may discard a card. If it does, target enemy model within line of sight. It gains the following condition, so this model takes an action against Stalked. At the end of every activation in which the model took a walk or charge action, one opposing model with a Stalk action may take a walk action and must end its move as close as possible to the model. So it's getting your whole crew closer. It's pretty cool. I mean, he is a melee beast, so what do you expect? Let's see. Going through the book, we are going to skip over Doxy, and we are going to cover Krilligans. Then we'll go into the students, then we'll cover the bells. And then go over, slightly, I don't know how I put it, I'm just basically, this is my next army, my crew I'm working on, so this is basically what it is. This is what goes through my head, and this is what, hopefully you guys dig, and you, I don't know, hopefully you enjoy. So anyway, let me just stop doubting myself here. Next up, we have the Krilligan. Like these models. I like the original sculpts. They're pretty cool. Kind of creepy. Undead children. Well, I guess they're horror undead anyway. Kind of reminds me of a whole Silent Hill type thing. They have 6 defense, 5 wounds. Willpower, sorry. 4 wounds, 5 walk, 6 charge, height 1. They have from the shadows. This model may be deployed anywhere on the board that is at least 6 inches away from enemy deployment zone. Model can't take interact action. So that's pretty cool. Making him really good for probably one of the best objective grabbers in the game, considering there are only 4 soul stones. They got pretty good walk and pretty decent charge. Let's see, they got always on, they got creepy. Enemy models within 1 inch aura suffer -1 willpower, so that works well with Molly going through and doing willpower duels and or fear tests and stuff like that with the crew. Always on the move after taking an interact action. This model may be placed anywhere within 5 inches. This model is placed in the same way. It may not take another interact action as this activation. So, every time they interact, which probably should be a lot, they get to be placed 5 inches away from always on the move. It's placed, not a push. So, They can move to the other side of the train. You know, so, I don't know, they're pretty good little, scheme runners, I guess. Their attack actions, they have an infected dagger. Of course, it's got trigger of infect, like everything else. It's 1, 2, 3 damage. They have the mist, tactical action. To the start of this model's next activation, the area of effect within 4 aura of the model is considered height 3 soft cover. So that's pretty cool, since these are height 1. Give you a little bit of resilience against shooting and such. They got blistering fog. Until the start of the next model's activation, enemy model suffering damage while within 4 inches, within 4 of the aura from a pulse or the blast effect, suffering an additional 1 damage. So, that kind of ties in pretty good with, whatchamacallit. Oh my god, I just went over him. The damn Rogue Necromancer, because he's got, he's got the blast damage, so that's pretty cool. Let's see, that pretty much outside of Necrotic Machine covers everything that comes from Molly's box set from the first, 1.5. I don't know what's going to come in the next box set, but I am looking forward to it. I'm sure the Krilligans are going to look cool. There's this one holding a top of a wrought iron fence thing like a spear. So that's pretty cool. Next up, we're going to go over the things that come in the University Transmortis. That was the first solid horror model for Molly after 1.5. Then things changed. She changed, and I'm not saying any of it's for the worse. We have the Valor Victorian, the first horror. It's a henchman. It's construct undead rare, with 5 defense, 5 willpower, 10 wounds, 6 charge, 6 walk, height 2. It's got flight, horror to wound plus 1, terrifying 12 all, and armor plus 1. Pretty straightforward. Really nice with the horror to wound and armor. So, you know, it's nice. Cut down to some of the damage. Let's see, it's got sharpened dissectors, melee 6 with a crow, range 3, target suffers 2, 3, 6 damage. It's got star pupil, it's got a crow built in, so it will need a ram. Damage flips receive a double plus. It's got transfer student, this is the mask instead of the ram. After damaging an enemy, push the target up to 4 inches in any direction, then push his model base to base with the target. Nice pushing him off of him. Of a objective, or away from the rest of maybe some of the other crew, if you're worried about them doing, like, say, what the Victoria is doing, Whirlwind or something. 0 actions, got lecture notes. Target number 10, with a crow, which it has in its casting. Target model gains the following condition to end of turn. Teacher's pet. This model may not declare triggers.
Nice.
and let's see. If it throws a ram in there. After succeeding, this model may immediately make a sharpened dissector's attack against this target within range and line of sight, but it suffers a negative 2 melee. And it's got Flurry. Everyone knows what that is, hopefully. You discard a card and you make 3 M1 MI actions. So, it's pretty much not a lot of tricks for this model. It's a pretty straightforward combat model. Point, fly, attack, repeat. Cool looking model. I like all the way they look, but I like the feel of the University of Transmortis figures. Going up to the next one. Let's see, go through the book here. We're going over the Student of Sinew. Now, what I've been reading about all these and stuff, the next 3 students, the Student of Steel, the Student of Viscera, and the Student of Sinew, you're not gonna wanna hire these into your crew. What I mean by that is Molly, which we'll go over, has the ability to pull them into the game. Also, they are more tactically against certain armies. The Student of Sinew is against Undead, Student of Steel is against Constructs, and Student of Viscera is against Living. So you got these 3 specialized combat experts that are only, they excel at a a certain a certain thing they're fighting. First we have, let's see, Oliver Mahat. Let's see, we've got Terrifying Undead 12 for the students in you, Hard to Wound plus 1, and Armor plus 1. It's got Filthy Dissectors, doing a 2-3-5 damage, ignoring Hard to Wound. And if you throw a Crow into that, because it's got a Crow into its attack, damage gains a plus 2 against Undead. Lecture Notes, target may, same as Lecture Notes with a Valedictorian, it just cuts it so they can't use triggers. So that's pretty cool. And he's got Flurry. Pretty straightforward. Good against pretty good against Undead. So, stay. Like I said, I just want to play them all on table. But I guess it wouldn't make sense to run this guy if I'm fighting a Lady J crew or a Student of Steel against a Lady J crew. Why would I want to hire both of them? But, you know, in general gaming aspects, if you're doing an all-comers list and going through different games throughout the day, Molly can bring these in, fill the niche in mid-game. So that's what I'm getting at. Next we have Student of Steel. 7 Soul Stones 2. Terrifying Constructs 12. Hard Wound armor 1. Rusty Dissectors with double plus against Constructs if you throw a Tome in there. So it comes with a built-in Crow, so you need a Tome. It's got Lecture Notes and Flurry. Student Viscera. This one's a little bit more. He's 8 points, running in the same amount of wounds. Terrifying 12 living. Hard Wound plus 1, Armor plus 1. It's got Dissectors. This needing a mask. Damage flip against living creatures. Living models receive a double plus. Lecture Notes, of course. It's got Flurry, but it's got a tactical action for two action. Slither. Move this model up to 9 inches, ignoring severe terrain during the move. Then the model may take a 1 AP MI action. So he's getting a little bit moving and then stuff. So, that's what we got. So those are University Transmorters. They're pretty cool figures. For me, I started painting mine and basing them and painting them. I don't really have a theme for my bases for my Molly crew yet. There's just ragtag, like Molly, the Curligans, they're on, and the Necrotic Machine, they're on Stone Streets. The, Student of Sinew is on, one of the morgue bases. Student of Steel is on a, I forgot where I got it from, but it's a padded cell. And my Student Viscera, I just filled the base full of, whatchamacallit, Blood for the Blood God, the paint. Like he's swimming around in blood. I gotta bloody him up a little bit, make him look a little bit gory. So that's pretty much it. I realized going through this, Yin is a horror, and I will not be covering her in this episode, although I should. Fuck it. Let's go. Since I'm doing horrors, let's go to Yin. She is a 10 Thunders. Molly Ken, in fact, pull her into the crew, and she's a horror, so might as well. Also, I'll tell you, the perfect henchman for Molly would probably be Ozama the Armor. As for the fact that he's a damn cool model, and he's pretty, versatile, no matter what you do. You know what, I'm not going over Yen, because if I ever do, Yan Lo, I'll cover him then. But, needless to say, you can bring in Yen to your crew, too. Alright, next up we got the Bells. I'm not going to go over Sibelle. Just going to cover the Doxies and the Rotten Bells. Which I'll do the Rotten Bells first because they came first. And these are pretty much, these are money. That's all I got to say. These little girls, they're just money. Let's see, these are Bells. Defense 4 wounds, 8. Sorry. Defense 4, 4 willpower, 8 wounds, 5 walk, 6 charge, right, 2. 5 soul stones, worth every amount. Companion, after a friendly model ends its activation with a 6, this model immediately activates. It's got Hard to Wound, and it's got Pounce. I like this Pounce, especially if you're running in tandem, 2 Rotten Bells, and such. When an enemy model ends a push or a move within the model's engagement range, that's not a part of a walk or charge action, this model immediately take a one AP MI attack against the model without spending AP, so it's just like, I don't know, you just pounce, man. It's like a little vindictive little bitch. For attack actions, she has teeth and nails, suffering 1, 3, 4 damage with a 4 crow. For trigger, embrace. After succeeding, the target gains the following condition to end the turn. Embraced. This model may not declare walk actions while engaged. This is pretty cool, but that's not really why you want the Rotten Bells. You want the Rotten Bells for this, and this alone. Lure. Casting 8. It comes with a crow and a mask. Already built in. Range 18. Resist willpower. So, if you have some Krilligans within close, you can debuff the willpower a little bit. Move target model with its walk. The target must end its movement close to this model as possible. And with a double crow, she doesn't look that dead to me. After succeeding, the target must declare a card if able. So that's bringing down your opponent's card. So that's pretty solid. And she's got undress as her other attack action. Model gains a slow condition. I don't know. I got nothing except for the fact that I think they're solid models. They look cool. Who doesn't like undead hookers? Except for live hookers, I guess. And, I don't know, witch hunters? Anyway, next up we have the Dead Doxy. Heart of Wound 1. Damage flips against his model, suffering -1. Pounce, just like the Rotten Bells. Hands off for its defense, it's got defense and willpower trigger. After this model is damaged by an enemy attack, push this model up to 4 inches any direction. So a little bit of survivability, get the hell out, dodge. It's got final encore. When this model is killed by an enemy, this model may make target model within 4 inches gain the fast condition. Always nice to throw a fast condition on, say, the Rogue Necromancy and or, basically, the Valor Victorian or the Student Viscera if you're playing a human crew. So that's pretty cool. It's got Fancy Cane. It's a MI action, 6 for the crow, 2, 3, 4 damage. You throw a ram in there, it's got cut to ribbons, the damage regains a plus. And 0 action, take the lead. Push his model up to its walk action towards the target, then push the target up to its walk action in any direction. So it's kind of like a pseudo lure, but moving her as well, getting a little bit more board control perhaps. It's got a trigger with a mask. Confusing feelings. After succeeding, the target gains the following condition to end the turn. Confusing feelings. This model suffers -1 on all opposed duels, which is the defender. So a little bit more where you can go ahead and you can bring down the any duel you want, actually. So that's pretty sweet. So we went over Molly, Philip, Krilligans, Rogue Necromancy, all the students of Transmortis, and 2 Bells. Next up, we have Molly's upgrades. Let's see, she's got 2 limited upgrades. Let's see, so she's got Forgotten Path, so we are not going to be worrying about this, but we'll go Forgotten Life. This model gains the following abilities. Okay. The screams all sound the same. Other friendly bell and horror models gain the following ability while within 6 inches of this model. Black blood. So all of your horrors and your bells will gain black blood for just being 6 inches around Molly. So that's pretty cool. I know that'll pop off, put a few wounds on some low wound models, make them think twice, maybe. Let's see, it's got Gift from Elbus. This model may name a Resurrectionist Horror Minion model, and is the ones left behind action, in addition to the model types usually allowed by this action. So, this allows her to summon a Necrotic Machine, a Krilligan, a Guild Autopsy, the Drowned, Punk Zombie, Student of Sinew, Student of Steel, Student of Viscera. All in a combat with the ones left behind action. Pretty solid selection. And the Forgotten Path is identical. except it does spirits. But you can do Necrotic Machine, Night Terror, Gaki, Unreal, The Drowned, Chikomi, and The Hanged. And it's got zero action, Whispers of the Future Flesh. Target another friendly Bell or Horror model within 10 inches in line of sight. It immediately performs a one action. So, it's a limited, so you're going to have to... You're either doing horrors or you're doing spirits. There's no both unless some of the horrors are spirits, kind of like The Drowned, shit like that. Pretty solid, so it's one soul stone. You're going to be using it, I guarantee it. Let's see, she's got the Terrible Knowledge. This grants Molly the ability of philosophy of uncertainty. After succeeding this model against the following blah blah blah, this model is killed by another model. The model which kills it is sacrificed after resolving the current action. So a little bit of screw you, you going with me. And it's got a zero action, attach to all enemy models within 4-inch pulse of her must immediately perform a target number 12 horror duel. Not too bad. Let's see. She's got this model gains Take Back the Night. It's a one point upgrade. All friendly spirit or horror models within 10 inches gain the following ability. We are the Night. Once per turn, after reducing an enemy model to zero wounds with an attack action, draw a card. Cards are good. Cards are everything in this game. I say that one's money. And she's got Tears of the Gorgon. This one's 3 points. Let's Molly be instinctual, so she can take 2 0 actions, but also lets her gain the following tactical action. The Gorgon's Cry. And start of the model's next activation, this model gains the following condition, Terrifying 12 all. Enemy models must pass a target 12 horror duel. If they end the walk action. So, I don't know. That's pretty cool. I'm going to do it. So I got right there my three are obviously Gorgon's Tear, the Forgotten Life, because I'm going to do the horrors first, and we take back the Night. Well, that's it. I mean, this is a work in progress. I'll be playing with the horrors and bells first, because I already have, well, I got some bells. I don't have any dead doxies, and I got my horrors. I mean, I got 3 Krooligans, I got Necrotic Machine, Rogue Necromancy. So, that's going to be a little bit of my stick for a bit. So, I'll let you know how it all goes. I mean, it's all trial and error, man. It's all trial and error. I mean, what do? You succeed. You succeed. If not, you learn and you get better. Well, that is going to be it for right now. I'm going to go over cover Molly a little bit again with some spirits, and after I get a couple games in her. And next up, I'll be doing going over my Victoria's crew in a battle report, so I'll let you know if I succeed or failed, which I'm expecting second. And I'll be going over that crew and what I pick and why I chose to pick what I picked. So that's basically it for today. Around about 40 minutes, me babbling about just models in the book and about what I'm going to, what I'm putting together and what, you know, I'll be playing with and everything like that. So, if you got any questions, concerns, comments, or just tell me I'm a dipshit, please don't tell me I'm a dipshit. But if you want to, contact me at SeanHammers9@yahoo.com. If you got any suggestions, please email me. Let me know you want to be on the show. Record yourself a little bit. Say, Sean, I want to be on a Skype interview. I can talk to people about Victoria Crew if you want, or whatever. Whatever you want to talk about, I'll be on my show. Just like some of my past author interviews, we'll talk and shoot the shit. You'll be on Sean Hammer if you like. Gonna leave you at that. Merry Christmas to everybody. And I know that some people might take offense to that. Happy holidays, I suppose. Maybe I'll get another show on before the first of the year. I don't know. I'm kind of just doing this how I feel. So, not being paid to do it. Doing it because I like to, and I like talking about crap because, well, I started this podcast because my wife doesn't like me talking to her about it all the time. So, you're lucky. And remember, if you're not having some fun, stop playing the game. Merry Christmas, all. Be safe.
are you? I'm older than you'll ever be. I've been dead 1,000 years and lived only 2 or 3.
Now scream.